You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you've recently spent time in McCall, you may have noticed some beautiful new art installations on the Lardo Bridge. This project was able to move forward thanks to a National Endowment of the Arts, Our Town Grant. Joining us live in studio to talk about this is Delta James. She is the Economic Development Planner for the City of McCall, and Susan Madassi, a Boise artist who created the artwork. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, thanks for the invite.
So, Delta, I want to start with you. Tell us about the National Endowment of the Arts, Our Town Grants.
Sure.
First off, what are they?
They're one of many grant programs that the National Endowment for the Arts does, which is the federal arts agency. And they are grants that are geared toward community involvement in the arts. And so they prescribe a bit of there has to be community engagement and kind of a larger activity. And then the result can be a permanent piece of artwork, which is what we did. But there was a lot of background to that going in for input.
So talk to us about that, because you decided to apply for this grant.
Yeah.
So why? Why decide, you know what, we're going to put an art installation on a bridge?
Yeah. Okay. So the bridge, the Lardo Bridge, which goes over the outlet of Payette Lake, was originally constructed in 1931. And it's a state highway through there. And so the Idaho Transportation Department came to the City of McCall and said, we need to replace this bridge. And that was in 2014, 2015, they replaced the bridge. And we were able, at the City of McCall, to work with ITD to anticipate that public art would be placed on that bridge. And they allowed us to kind of slightly over-engineer a few pedestals that would receive future public art at that time. So this opportunity came up. And then we worked to find the funding to be able to seek an artist to help us place artwork on the bridge. And part of that funding came from the City of McCall itself. And we were able to match a National Endowment for the Arts request, and they gave us a grant for $25,000.
And then, Susan, you come into this. How do you find out about, you know, this art project? Did the city reach out to you? I mean, you are a local artist.
Right, yeah. Well, I do a lot of work in public spaces, mm-hmm. and in public buildings and whatnot. So I go to different websites and stuff, and I look for calls for RFQs, which is a request for qualifications. And this one came up. And
don't worry, it's
so
live
sorry.
Radio. You know what? Somebody must be listening right now. I'm listening to you on the radio.
My mom,
don't
right?
worry about it. You gotta love it. Yeah.
Or my dad. Anyway, so
hi, mom. Hi, dad. He's on the radio. So you fill this out, and then what happened?
Yeah. So I saw the call, and I was like, wow, this one's in Idaho, and in a city or a town that I have been going to since I was a kid, and I thought, wow, this would be a really fun opportunity if I were selected as the artist. So I was obviously very drawn to apply for the project.
And then, Delta, when we talk about this idea of that community engagement, mm-hmm. aspect of it,
yeah.
How does that work? I mean, so you choose Susan as the artist.
We did. She was one of, I think it was 17 or 20 applicants that we have,
yeah.
a community advisory
committee. You catch yourself
wow.
on the back right now.
That's cool.
We have a advisory committee of community members that helped us choose, mm-hmm. Susan. We also were in partnership with the Local Arts Council, which is its own 501c3, and they partnered with us to do a series of kind of lake and water related outreach as part of their regular programming. And so we had this arts and kind of environment and lake connection related to the bridge really early on. And then when we brought Susan, she was obviously, her artwork was is fantastic, and she's a very talented artist and has this connection to McCall already. And so when we brought Susan on, we had a conversation about what else we could do for community outreach. So she did, demonstrations at the Summer Arts Festival for Kids, which is called Kaleidoscope.
Yeah. So I brought an anvil up with me and a forge, and we had some little fish cut out, and we had the kids forging texture into these little steel fish, and we were quite a hit.
Got to show the technique that she was going to use on the bridge. And then we also, you worked in the high school with the art class there and their shop class, I guess it was.
Yeah. So I did a presentation for the art students, and I put together a PowerPoint that featured different public art all over the world on bridges. And then I had some drawings of the bridge itself and handed those out so the students could draw their own designs for what they thought would be fun for public art. And then we did some questions and kind of did some brainstorming together. And then for the shop class, I brought in some materials and we forged a feather out of angle iron. So we had the boys and there was a couple of girls in the class and everybody
Really interacted. So you have quite a bit of public art. I mean, there is some beautiful art displays that you've done in Garden City and then the Lardo Bridge in McCall. And as you said, I mean, there's art installations all over the world, public art. Delta, why was it so important to the city of McCall to go down this path of putting artwork in public space?
Well, public art helps define a community and celebrate the culture of a community, and it's also an economic development tool. I mean, I am the economic development planner, so it's part of the toolbox that we use for economic development. There's a lot of statistics out there about how public art helps generate cultural tourism. It gets people to stay longer, spend more money in communities. It also helps define a community uniquely. So those are part of the reasons why municipalities get involved in public art projects. Mm-hmm. This is the City of McCall established a formalized public art program in 2012. This one with Susan was one of the first ones, really, that saw all the way, one of the larger budget ones that we saw all the way through. We're now doing the next one, which is for our downtown core. You might have noticed that McCall is under construction.
There's a little bit of construction going on right now.
So we're seeking artist applications right now for our downtown core project. So any artists out there who are interested, you can see that on our website, McCall's website, and it's also been promoted through a lot of the other different arts agencies and websites. So
I think that the application deadline for that is at the end of November,
it is,
right?
Yeah.
And what are you hoping with the downtown core? I mean, because there's so much really kind of master planning, it seems to be going on in the city of McCall right now.
We're implementing a long history of master planning now. Yeah, we're getting it on the ground.
Yep. And so with this next part, with the downtown core, I mean, do you know where these installations will be placed yet? What will that look like?
We like to work with the artists to define that. So we know that 2nd Street, which is right at the core of our downtown, that is bookended by the lakeshore on the front end and the library at the back end, 2nd Street is being constructed with really wide sidewalks and the ability to make it an event center. And so we're excited about that, to work with an artist to define how arts can help complement that investment and make it more of a special place. So we don't predefine that. We know we want artwork on 2nd Street. We know we have a defined budget, but we're seeking artists now to help work with us at the city and the community at large to determine where those artworks would be and what they would look like.
What was it like to bring in an artist, I mean, truly born and raised in Idaho, as Susan is, versus, you know, someone coming in from maybe outside who doesn't have that connection?
Oh, it made it so much easier because she already was in love with McCall and already knew what was special about it and was able to look into the flora and fauna and come up with ideas that were really place-based.
Yeah, and I did a lot of research, too. I went to the library. There's a really nice little room there called the Idaho Room, and I went through a lot of the files and stuff. You can pull out a lot of the old articles and whatnot from the paper and just found a lot of really cool sort of kind of folklore of the town and the history of the economy of the town and and different personalities. Mm-hmm. And it was so that was really helpful to coming up with ideas too.
And I need to wrap you mm-hmm. both up. Thank you both so much for coming in. We've been talking with Delta James and Susan Madassi. She is the artist. If you would like to see those pictures, go to McCall. But also, we do have them on our website, and you can see the art installations right there on our website. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of Idaho Matters. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. It's Thursday. I'm Gemma Gaudette. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I love your phone sounds. We'll see you back here tomorrow.